Well, you is one of the officers of the lodge, the same as I is. You was a soldier.
Well, I ain't gonna find nothing, Luke. Ain't gonna get me in no mess. I'm in enough trouble now.
Amos, when you think that Ruby Taylor don't love you, you get right down in the dump. Or your lower lip hang right down like an old ball.
Well, why have I got a lip now with the contract?
Amos, remember the bylaws of the Pacific Knights of the Sea.
I never can remember them, because I've got so many of them down there.
The bylaws say that all of the brothers must stick together. So if I sign it, then you want to sign it too, so we can both get in trouble.
I ain't going to get in no trouble. You go on signing it if you want.
Well, the kingfish say that the thing has got to be signed.
Well, why don't the kingfish sign it then?
The kingfish say he don't ever sign out of these little things.
Well, you go ahead and sign it then. Don't give it to me.
Now, listen. That's me and you analyze the situation here.
I'll do that with you, but I ain't going to sign it.
I'll read the contract and explain it to you as I go along. Now, here's the contract that the kingfish ain't told us nothing about. Here, this is the other one.
Go ahead, I listen.
Now, the first word in here is A-G-R-E-E-N-E-N-T, as agreement.
What in the world is that?
That's a government name. That's the same as you see on a government paper when they say, unum and plurum.
What do you mean?
It means the same as everything is all right. The eyes have got it. Now comes the heavy part.
Go ahead, I listen.
You say here, this agreement made and E-N-T-E-R-E-T enter. Ain't no use to mess with the first part of it, though, is it?
If you gonna sign the thing, you better mess with all of them. You liable to wake up and find yourself in the army or something. You go around here signing things, they'll beat you.
Let's go down here to number one.
What do that say?
It say the body of the first part will put in shape everything they can at the lodge hall of the Mystic Knights of the Sea.
They better get the bank account to get down there. That's the first thing they want to do.
Well, the company that's going to fix up the lodge hall ain't got nothing to do with the bank account.
Well, who's going to pay for this stuff after they get it fixed down there?
The lodge is going to pay for it.
Where is the lodge going to get the money?
They're going to raise it.
They're going to raise it, huh?
Yes.
They better start throwing the fees right now, because it's going to take them a long time to raise the money down there.
Well, they can get the money, all right, when the time comes to pay.
And I've got enough to worry about without fooling with that thing. Another thing. What are you going to sign it for if the lodge has got to pay for it? Well, thing you know, the man going to make you pay for it.
How is the man going to make me pay for something that I ain't got nothing to do with?
Well, if you ain't got nothing to do with it, then what are you signing it for?
Because I is the whale.
And the first thing you know, the whale's going to be in jail, too.
Well, Amos, you don't know nothing about law. I've done studied law, you know that. I know how to handle these things. Now, look here. It say, they say here that the party of the first part is going to do everything, don't it?
I don't know what it say.
You see party of the first part down here, though, don't you?
Yeah, but it don't mean nothing to me.
You see, Amos, I've got to sign these papers and let the members down at the lodge all know that I was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I got up at the next meeting, and I want to tell them that I've been signing a lot of papers, doing things.
Yeah, when you get up at the next meeting, you'll be so scared you won't be able to talk to me.
Wait a minute now, wait a minute. Let's look at this contract.
All right, let's see it.
You know, just because I was sick at the last meeting, I couldn't say nothing. Don't think that I can't talk to you when I get ready.
The trouble is, though, you don't get ready.
Don't get caught right into the president. Because if you get me arrested, boy, I'll pull out of this back again, sir, and leave you flat.
Yeah, that's the best thing that ever happened to me, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, if I'd ever leave you, you wouldn't know what to do.
Don't you worry. I'll get along if you pull up. Don't argue with me now, and I don't feel like going, and I'm good.
You know it takes brains to run a company.
Maybe that's why we ain't making money.
Who was the one that thought of the idea to call this the fresh air taxi cab. I was the one. I resented the idea to have a taxi cab without a cop.
Yeah, if you'd have had a cop on,
it
would have been a fair penalty to me 10 times in 1 or 2.
Who showed you how to run the business? Who was keeping the book?
Now, who sleeps every morning till 11 o'clock and then comes down to office to sleep the rest of the day?
Well, you can't expect me to wear my brain out. Because I was laying in bed asleep, that ain't no sign that I stopped thinking. The minute I wakes up in the morning, I start thinking again.
Thinking of going back to sleep.
Now, listen.
Wait a minute. Here comes the mailman. Get away. Now, wait a minute.
There's a letter for Amos Jones there.
Yasser, that's
he was for thanking us. Oh, now look at it. You'll get it open. Don't jump at it like that.
Well, let me know now, Amos. Can I open up the thing? It's from Ruby. I can tell by the handwriting.
What did she say?
Wait till I get it open now, Amos.
You got it open. That's open enough. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute now. You start those, I bet not read this to you.
Yeah, go on now, read this thing. Don't hold nothing out on your hand.
You start out here, see, dear Amos.
Oh, yes. He's been talking, darling.
Something's the matter. He's been calling me, darling. Something's the matter, Amos. Can't you stay here? See, my heart is broken.
Boy, you is a heartbreaker, ain't it? I told you that before. You were a heartbreaker.
Now, don't fool around now, Andy.
Go ahead. What else?
Can't you see here? A friend of mine wired me that you were going with Goodspeed Place. I wonder who sent that telegram so fast. Leave the truth now, Andy.
Well, let us think you is going with Goodspeed. What do you say? You're good. Read on. What else did
you say? Then you say here, I can't believe after all the wonderful things you have told me that you would do me like this. You see that, Andy? You mad with
me. Well, Amos, you know women folks get mad off and on, don't you? A little spell like that will do us good.
Then you see here, I knew that my AAP happiness would not last, but I did trust you and believe you loved me. And if you think I don't love her no more now.
That'll do a good too, Amos. Let her think that. Know that she ain't got your wrap around her finger.
But I do love her, Andy. I love her better than anything in this world.
Read what else you say.
You see here, I just want you to know that I love you and will always think of you. I am sending you a little package by REGISTERED mail.
As Regus's mail.
Then you say, in the package, you will find the engagement ring, and I hope your new girl will be as proud of you as I was. Signed, Ruth.
Oh.
Andy, you're sending me back my ring, Andy. Andy, what was I doing? Andy.